And they stopped us from going to the Allfield. That really hurt, because the best movers came to the Allfield. You didn't get the best movers at the gym and the other things, but we did have also, later on, some black servicemen came and opened up the amphitheater in East Waco. But you never got the first-run movers at those theaters. But I remember really being hurt when they closed Allfield to us, because and all my childhood we've been going to the Allfield. And it seems that when the war began, that's when we really felt sad, mad. I don't know what you could say. Because they were drafting black men to segregate them in a war. You see, it was just too many contradictions. A war for freedom. And here you are segregated and not giving, allowing full freedom to have your soldiers, the soldiers. That is really when I began to be bitter about being black. Before then, my mother said, this is the way it is and we must accept it and move on and be happy in spite of it. And I was. And then you see, I could stay away from white people. I didn't have to come in contact with them. I didn't have to come in contact with the school. Even though they were in my neighborhood here, one time, I remember one lady had some little children, and the little boy told a tale on us. We were walking by. He ran and told his mother we had thrown a rock at him or something. We hadn't even seen that little boy. And she came out and turned red as a beet and called us all kind of niggas and everything else. We were little kids. And we just laughed at her. We just kind of looked at her like she was some kind of crazy maniac and laughed at her. And it kept on and came on. That's the only list that I remember of having a confrontation with whites. But when that war hit, and we began to hear of even blacks being killed, boy, that hurt. You mean somebody died for this country that won't even allow you to go to the movies, you know?